Hey, Southern Fried True Crime listeners. I bet you didn't think that country-turned-pop queen Taylor Swift had any ties to true crime, did you? Well, think again. You're about to hear a clip from an episode of Season 9 of Disgraceland, the award-winning music and true crime podcast by Jake Brennan. Disgraceland digs into real stories about musicians getting away with murder or behaving very badly, or in Taylor's case, fans behaving very badly. Have a listen.
Going to Taylor's home was simply out of the question. Each of her residents, as he knew them all, had security like Fort Knox, thanks to the many delusional suitors who had come before him. The ones who claimed they wanted career advice, the ones who held down her doorbell for hours at a time. Going to Taylor directly wasn't the right move. Instead, Eric had access to the next best thing. So here he was, pulled over in the parking lot of Big Machine Label Group, ready to hand-deliver his latest correspondence to Scott Borchetta. Today marked his third pilgrimage to Big Machine. And you know what they said about the third time? Third time's the charm, because you come packing death threats. He felt the blood vessels in his temples swell. How could they do this? How could they deny him for so long? How could they spurn him like he had some sort of sick case of puppy love? Would a case of puppy love make someone drive 900 miles to meet their soulmate? Would they do it three times? Eric grit his teeth and resisted the urge to crumple the letter in his hand. The adoration he felt in his chest pulsed harder, pounding like a battering ram on a locked door. His feelings were coming full circle. His unbridled love, the aching blank space in his heart, was bubbling over. Hell's bells drowned out the sound of wedding bells in his mind. It was becoming rage. Hatred. Pure hatred. It moved him even more than the sweet and sappy feelings did. He lifted his eyes to the building in front of him and recited his favorite line from a past letter to no one in particular. He had read it enough times that he had it memorized, tattooed on his brain like a promise to himself. I will continue writing you until I'm strong and independent enough to enter society. And once I've entered, it'll be too late. Taylor will die. I will ensure it.
That was a clip from Season 9 of Disgraceland, available now on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts. To hear the entire episode, along with new episodes on Hank Williams, Tom Petty, George Harrison, and Miles Davis, make sure to follow Disgraceland on Amazon Music.